budget here and increasing criticism among government backbenchers of a levy on concrete and concrete products to help pay for the cost of fixing homes affected by mica. That will cost almost 3 billion euro. The concrete levy will raise 80 million euro a year. But builders and backbenchers, including nine from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, have warned that it will only increase the cost of building houses. Here's Alan Farrell, a Fine Gael TD for Dublin Fingal.
I have my concerns in relation to the proposal. I completely recognise that there is a need to claw back funding from the sector with regard to the remediation scheme that will be launched by government. But I have my concerns that this may affect the price of building a home, which it, the consequence of which would be increased prices for home purchasers at a time when we have yet to reach an equilibrium in the construction sector. I believe there are other means to claw back funding from the construction sector, from block builders and or builders. But it must also be remembered that there are insurance companies involved in this who had insurance policies, whom I believe we should be looking at as well to make a contribution towards the cost of this national project. It's inevitable that any levy that is put on to the construction sector will be passed on to home purchasers, and therefore it will increase the price of property.
That's Fine Gael TD Alan Farrell. Sean Canny is an independent TD for Galway East. Sean Canny, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
How much do you think this levy is going to add to the price of a house?
Well, I think the CIF themselves have said that on average it would be 2,000 per house unit, which is a fair hike on top of the hyperinflation we've had over the last 12 months in construction costs. And I think it's this move or this announcement, while it will raise 80 million, it'll put 80 million plus VAT of further inflation onto construction costs.
So how else could the redress scheme be paid for?
Well, first of all, I think one of the things that I said yesterday when I spoke to the Taoiseach about this in the Dáil was that we're looking at a redress scheme which is costing billions. We have had three separate incidents nationally. We have pyrite, mica, and we've had the defective apartments. And it seems we have not learned anything from these three scenarios. The baseline here for me is that we've got to cure the problem to prevent recurrence. And I think what we need to do is to put in place a proper control, building control in this country. And it needs to be separated from the construction industry, and it needs to be independent, and it needs to be funded.
But nonetheless, there's a redress scheme, a fairly sizable one, to be paid for. And like what happened when individual insurance companies made mistakes and the rest of the insurance industry had to compensate for those mistakes, and that was passed on to customers, how else is this scheme going to be paid for now?
Well, first of all, when you talk about levies, it is accepted that any levy that's put on any industry, whether it is insurance, whether it is the banks, or now with construction, it is the consumer that's paying, not the industry. So I think we've got to look at that. Secondly, taking 80 million from in a levy does not pay for the scheme. So I think it's ill-timed and it's ill-judged. We're bringing in a scheme at this time.
You said ill-timed. A number of government backbenchers said that they agree with the levy but are calling for it to be postponed. When would be the right time then?
Well, first of all, I think that in a housing crisis, we should not be adding inflation to the cost of the housing. When we're talking about building out infrastructure and public works and public housing, social housing, they're all going to be affected by these levies. And it is incumbent on me and other TDs to say that, look, this is wrong at the wrong time. When things settle down and when construction costs level out, it could be looked at. But I don't believe that a levy really is the way to do this. I think what we need to do is, and even if I have a levy of 80 million, what is that money? That money should be used to set up the building control that we need in this country and to separate it from the construction industry, and we should make it independent and give it the teeth it needs and make sure that it's resourced. Local authorities are not resourced. They have building control units. I think there's one building control officer in Galway at the moment. It's actually a joke at the moment, and still we complain about all the defects that are happening, and we have another one coming down the line with the apartments, which is going to cost billions as well.
Labour leader Ivana Bacik suggested that the profits of builders could be levied. What do you think?
Well, if builders are making profits, fine, I think that might be a way to go. But what I would say to you is that if we don't cure the problem, if we don't put in a cure, okay, we will be talking about this in, for the next generation. And I think it's important that we learn the lessons from what has gone wrong here and make sure we put in the necessary structures to make sure that we prevent it into the future.
Sean Canny, Independent TD for Galway East. Thank you for speaking with us this morning.